We greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus, the Lord of glory. I'm thrilled at the opportunity to speak to so many people from other countries, and you can understand what I'm saying. In Romania, sometimes we have two different interpreters, and we're trying to get three languages across to our people. When we have visitors from Russia and Romania, and English-speaking people. And so I'm amazed that I think everybody here can understand English. Correct? It's wonderful. I don't have very many languages. I've been trying the last 14 years to learn Romanian, and I still, just a little bit, puțin, they say. So I hope that this morning, my desire is to be an encouragement to all of you to keep on living for Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, the King of kings, and Lord of lords. That's what we're living for. We're preparing to die, like Brother Marvin told us this morning. Only one life, it will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. So I'm glad to be here and share with you. And it's kind of different. I'm going to read the last chapter in the New Testament. Revelation chapter 22. If you come to Romania, we stand when we read the Word of God. Is that okay here? But let's stand as we read. Verse 1 in chapter 22 of Revelation. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou, do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. Let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Amen. You may be seated. Maybe I'll read the rest of it later. Heaven. We all want to go there, right? That's what we're living for. That's our goal. We'll give everything to go there, to be with Jesus. Life, eternally with God. Proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. The water of life, a stream, a river of life. Jesus, the only way to life eternal. It's the only way that we can be saved from the wrath to come. No tears in heaven, no sorrows given. All will be glory in that land. Are we willing to do his commandments like we read, so that we can enter through the gate into the city. Heaven is a holy place. It's filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. And we read of those who are not going to enter and who will enter. In chapter 20, it says, in verse 15, the last verse in chapter 20, it said, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life," whosoever was not found written in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Blessed are they, accepted, approved. And we're all invited to come. But you and I have to make that decision in this life. Who are we going to serve? Where do we want to be in eternity? We're deciding that today. We're making a choice. We're in the day of grace. And I'm so blessed with that word in verse 17. "And whosoever will may come." Isn't it wonderful? Whosoever will. It doesn't matter who you are. If you have a desire to come to Jesus and we confess our sins and we repent from our sins and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will accept us and our sins can be forgiven. Whosoever will. Isn't that wonderful? I praise God for that. "Him that cometh to me," Jesus said, "I will in no wise cast out." Don't ever get the idea that you can't come to Jesus. "Whosoever will may come and take of the water of life freely." Praise God. When I was a young boy, I struggled in my early teens. Is the Lord going to accept me? What if it's his will that I can't be saved? I didn't understand, and I still don't understand everything. But I know that whosoever will may come and take of the water of life freely. I don't know where I got the idea that maybe it's God's will that I can't be saved. Maybe I did too many bad things. And I struggled with that in my early teens. But praise God that I can be one of his children and part of a church that is striving to serve the Lord, and their hearts are filled with the love of Jesus and a desire to tell others about Jesus. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And he that heareth will say, come. Are we saying, come? Come to the waters. Come by and accept. It's free, without money and without price. If you have a lot of money, you can't buy your salvation. But you have to give your all to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll find forgiveness. Are we willing to follow Jesus? To lay aside those things that hinder our walk with the Lord Jesus, our habits, our selfishness. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. There is none like our Almighty God, who is able to save unto the uttermost those that call upon him and come to him. Whosoever will, I hope you won't forget these words. Whosoever will may come. There's hope in this life. But we are choosing. We are serving one or the other of these masters, can I say? We're serving the Lord Jesus Christ, or we're serving the prince of the power of the air, the devil, the Satan, the prince of this world. Whosoever will may come. Let's not forget that. And let's remember, in verse 7 it says, behold, I come quickly. Jesus' words. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of this prophecy. Of the prophecy of this book. Yes. So, obedience to the word of God, the leading of the Holy Spirit, it always corresponds with the living word of God. It doesn't take us away from God's word. Let's walk in obedience to him. This word is also found in John 3, 15 and 16. A very familiar scripture, but lest we forget, whosoever will may come, it's there also. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life, heaven. That's what we're living for. God loved you so much. He loved me so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will may come. Verse 15 says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, have eternal life. Jesus provided a way for us to bring us back to God. Sin entered the world, and we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus now came. He was falsely accused. He didn't talk back. He didn't resist. He was blameless and sinless. The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And he was accused and crucified for you and me. But the grave could not hold him. The grave could not hold him. God raised him up through his Holy Spirit. And he's alive forevermore. And because he lives, you and I can live. Amen. We can live because Jesus lives. Whosoever believeth, faith in God, faith in the sacrifice that he made, it's sufficient. There's forgiveness through the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. If we don't believe in him, we're going to perish. But whosoever, I love that word. And I hope you'll not forget that word. I'm just reminding us how good God is, how much he loves us, and that he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He's there. He promised to send the Holy Spirit to those who confess their sins and turn to God, to come and live within us and to help us to overcome, to be victorious. This is the victory. John says in 1 John 5, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith in Jesus. This is the victory. How much do we believe? What do we believe? Let's believe the Word of God. And if we believe it, we'll live it. The people Hebrews 11, it says they believed, they had faith, but they moved into action. When God spoke, they obeyed. They listened and they did what God said they should do because they feared God. They believed in him and they wanted to live for him in this life. Paul writes to the Romans and he says, whosoever believeth in him or on him shall not be ashamed. Wow. Are we ashamed sometimes to be identified with the people of God? If we believe in him, we shall not be ashamed. We'll stand up for Jesus. Don't be ashamed of him. If we're ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of us when he comes again. I'm using some of these references that used the word whosoever. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just over and over. Whosoever will may come. That's in Romans 9, verse 13. Or Romans 10, verse 13. Yeah, we shall not be ashamed. And if we call upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. You know, one man said that he is saved, but he's being saved, and he shall be saved when Jesus comes. He that endureth unto the end shall be saved. So it's a continual work of God in our hearts and lives. We're saved. We have the hope of glory, but we're not there yet. We're saved. We're being saved. And we shall be saved if we continue unto the end, faithful and true unto God. Matthew 10:32, whosoever shall confess me before men, him also will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Jesus is the mediator between us and God. He is our Savior. He is the mediator. He represents us unto God. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Let's be faithful. Let's not be ashamed. Let's confess him. Let's tell others what he's done. Let him that heareth say, come. Come to the waters. All who are thirsty, there's a stream of the water of life is flowing out from God, the throne of God, to us today. The living water. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, he said, if you drink of this water from Jacob's well, you're going to get thirsty again. You're going to die. But he that drinketh of the water that I will give you, it will be a flowing well coming out of you to those around you. The water of life. In Matthew 9, I just have to share this one too. Matthew 9, verse 41 or 2. It's so easy and it's so simple. Maybe it's not there. Oh, it's in chapter 10, Matthew 10. Whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Just a cup of cold water. Kindness. Jesus was so kind. He went about doing good. And here it says, whosoever shall give a drink unto one of these little ones, a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Whosoever. It's wonderful that all these promises, whosoever shall receive this little child, receiveth me. Jesus said, he taught that. We should become as little children. But there's also some negative things. Whosoever. In Matthew 5. You know, you can't charge a battery with just hooked up to the positive. You have to have a negative and a positive, or that battery will be just dead. Okay? So, Matthew 5:28, it says, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery already with her in his heart. Let's set our affection on things above and not on the things of this world or on lust and sinful thoughts and ideas. Whosoever, it doesn't matter who we are. Members in the church, maybe. Those who have made a profession for Jesus Christ. We can find ourselves in critical places if we're not careful and disciplined ourselves and set our affection on things above. Think about those things which are above and not on the things of this world. Yes. Let's keep ourselves in the love of Jesus Christ. And remember that whosoever will, you're not cast aside. You're not outside the possibility of coming into the fold of Jesus Christ. He's willing to accept you. Whosoever will may come and take of the water of life freely. Well, we could say more, but I probably said enough. It's just my desire that all of us could be there in that beautiful city of gold, in heaven with Jesus Christ. No language barriers, no sin, no sorrow, no tears, no cares. Forever with Jesus. The tree of life, the river of life. He's the bread of life. Our Savior, who died to save us from our sins. Not in our sins, but from our sins. May God bless you with that desire to follow on with Jesus Christ. He's our only hope, the hope of glory, to be in heaven someday with Jesus. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it says, blessed are they that do his commandments. in Revelation 22, that they might have right to the tree of life and enter in through the gate into the city. Praise God for these words. There's hope for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And God bless you. And come see us in Romania. Let's kneel for prayer.